The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. It's the same stuff. Adam and I could talk about this for every day. And migrants again, now they don't know what they're doing. Adam?
Yes, every day a little tweak here or there, as if that makes a lot of difference. But I guess there's a new NATO operation. Maybe this will make a difference. The Prime Minister here confirming a Royal Navy ship will be going to the Aegean Sea, joining up with four warships from Greece, Turkey, Germany and Canada. And the idea is they'll spot people smugglers and stop these overfilled death trap boats, and the Coast Guard will step in. But we've also got this summit going on, 28 EU nations represented. And the big thing they're trying to do is persuade Turkey to take back some migrants from the European Union in exchange for $3 billion worth of aid. Turkey is reluctant to do this and already has a couple of million people anyway, extra people, that is, from Syria, etc. But I think it was interesting. One senior Greek politician put it, we live in a continent of 500 million people. Surely there's room for a million more desperate and deserving cases. Now, that's his view.
Depends on where they want to live. That's the point.
Well, I suppose that's it.
That's the issue. Exactly. Now, listen, come on. This 39-year-old woman, go on.
Well, this is extraordinary.
Amazing.
She's basically in a time warp. Joanne Francis. She's in a 77-year time warp because she feels more at home in Britain at the outbreak of the Second World War than now. So, in other words, she is living her life as if it were 1939.
It's amazing.
Lovely little village in Lincolnshire. She has no TV, car or computer. She wears a Landgirls uniform to garden. She ripped out her modern kitchen, bathroom and central heating so that she now washes in a tin bath, empties her nighttime chamber pot into the outside loo. She likes to listen to George Formby of an evening. Turned out nice again. But here's the thing. She's looking for love. She's looking for someone to share 1939 with.
But how does a 39-year-old know what 1939 was about?
Actually, technically, I think she's 41, but yes, this is the idea, that she wants somebody to be in 1939.
There you are. You're just the man. Hey, Gilchrist, you are just the man. I can see you emptying the chamber pot and getting dressed in period.
I'm not sure. Itchy clothes they used to wear in the 1930s. I'm not sure about
that. I've got a spare gramophone. Here we go. I know we'll meet again. There you are. Oh, that's Adam Gilchrist.